This is a story about a traffic policeman named Bill, who was the brother of a governor, and a horse named Bob, who became a median strip. It begins as far back as the 1930s, when traffic at Pratt and Light Streets was said to be as busy and out of control as any intersection in the world, including those in London, Paris, or Rome. Whatever, according to then-Traffic Commissioner Thomas Keyes, in those days, William Bill McKeldin, the brother of Governor Theodore McKeldin, was a mounted policeman stationed at that corner to direct traffic. Keyes recalled, quote, "Bill McKeldin ran Pratt and Light like a general running a battle. He shouted at drivers all day long. He never used a whistle either. He whistled through his teeth louder than anybody could on a metal whistle. Well, while Officer Bill McKeldin was standing in the middle of all the traffic, his horse Bob was silently and dutifully by his, Bill's, side, and on orders from Bill, Bob the horse shifted positions to form a perfect median strip and so redirect traffic exactly the way Bill wanted it to go, either north or south on Light or east and west along Pratt. Bob was a live median strip. The system worked well. Bill and Bob kept all that traffic moving," end quote. So there we were in Baltimore in the 1970s with an intersection that regularly saw as much traffic as London, Paris, or Rome, and to control traffic along it, coming and going seemingly from every which way, we were still using a policeman who would whistle through his teeth and a horse who made his body a median strip. But don't be too quick to laugh. The next time you're stuck in traffic at Light and Pratt, as you may be, and often these days, you might think about Bill McKeldin and his horse Bob, and how, if they were both still on the job, you'd be on your way.